to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and I'm so glad you joined us for the show today. We have an absolutely life-changing gift for you with Dr. Candace Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips Report. It's the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now, today on the show, we have an incredible guest for you, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. And Georgiana is just has an immense background in the fields of health, everything from she's a chiropractic doctor to her master's degree and her PhD degrees. And with all that she's studied, she's found now that one of the most powerful ways that can change someone's health is by educating them about communication and how important relationships are to your health. And she's innovated some really amazing programs and hospitals that are really proven to dramatically improve patient health and recovery. And she's also the best-selling author of the book called Changing Behavior. And we're talking about that today in the show. What does it take to change behavior, both our own and the people in our lives that we care about, that we spend the most time with, and talking a lot about communications and some really powerful, effective communication strategies that can dramatically improve not only your relationships, but your health and your entire quality of life. So enjoy the show today and take great notes.
Well, Georgiana, thanks so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Tell us more about your background and what got you interested in communications and health.
Well, very briefly, I've been in healthcare for many decades, more than I care to share. And I worked in many capacities. I started off as a nurse. I became a nutritionist. I had my master's degree. Then I became a chiropractor, and then I got my PhD in health education. So I've really run the gamut, and I practice whole health in the Boston area. So that's as far as my background is concerned.
Wow. So, I mean, you studied obviously a lot of different degrees there that you've got. I mean, what brought you to communication, and why is that important for our health?
Well, what a lot of people don't realize about relationships is the number one most important influence on anyone's health is their relationships, the quality of their relationships. The book that was recently written, and as I shared with you earlier, I'm very, very pleased that it hit the bestseller list. We're delighted with that. This book provides skills and tools that anyone can use to immediately enhance and make better their relationships, no matter, you know, how estranged those relationships are or how difficult they are. If people want to improve their relationships, these skills and tools have been proven in the pilot studies that we've done to make an enormous difference and to really transform relationships. So being in the healthcare field and being an educator, I'm also an educator and run a program called the New England, the National Institute of Whole Health in New England here. And that is a program that educates nurses and doctors about integrative health and looking at the whole person. So in the course of that, in conducting that program, we started to do research on whole person care, and we started to conduct pilots. We also developed a model of behavior change, and the book Changing Behavior, and that's the book title is Changing Behavior, and what it is we all want to do in our relationships to make them better is to change behavior. And what came out of those studies was this wonderful evolution, this wonderful model of the skills and the tools that we discovered made an enormous difference, the way doctors and nurses spoke to patients, the way the health educators, the way the staff spoke to patients, and then subsequently the way they were able to communicate to their families and their friends. So we started to study this. We started to really develop and to study how these particular and exact skills were utilized to help people, not only as far as their health was concerned, but their quality of their relationships and their communication with their family. So that's how we segued into that.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. Well, you know, it's a common joke that in a relationship, we always want the other person to change. So is this kind of about how to get people in your life to kind of do what you want them to do?
Well, interestingly enough, what you said is absolutely true. You know, we always look at a relationship and we think that other person has to change, when in fact, what we know is the only way that anyone changes their behavior towards us is when we change their behavior towards them. And so the book really looks at, and why it's so empowering is that the book gives you the immediate skills and tools and awareness and knowledge of how you can even go into the most difficult situation and come out with an outcome that you might never expect would happen previously without those skills. So this is kind of exciting, and we have so many wonderful stories. I'll give you one example. There was this one gal. Her name is Lisa, and she's a 34-year-old divorced, very successful professional woman. And she, after her divorce, she kind of went from one bad relationship to another, and she was very frustrated by this. And she told her friend, who was a nurse who was in our Changing Behavior program, and the nurse also loaned her the book so that she could, you know, read it and maybe get some tips. Well, Lisa was very skeptical. She poo-pooed the whole thing. She said, oh, come on. Communication skills. It's not going to change my relationship. So what happened was she, down the road, you know, a little while after reading the book, she accepted a date with one of her colleague's brothers, and she figured she had nothing to lose. So she applied the 12 steps, and she applied the information in the book. Well, she was really surprised, because what came out of it was an awareness that she developed, a recognition that she developed about what it was that was causing her communication problems and subsequently a lot of her relationship problems. And she was really surprised to see that her relationships with her family really changed, and she had a lot more intimacy and a lot more, shall we say, enjoyment and pleasure and fulfillment and connection with the people in her family that she didn't have before. And she started to really, you know, connect the dots and realize a lot of the behavioral patterns and communication patterns from her, you know, upbringing and how they were affecting, you know, her adult relationships. And she was very optimistic, and she said she finally felt that, you know, she understood what she didn't understand before and needed to do to create positive and fulfilling relationships. And this is the type of thing we hear all the time. And there's another great story about a guy who, he was very type A personality, you know, and he was, you know, really aggressive and not afraid to speak his mind. And in this economy, his business, the business he worked for, wasn't going that great, and they were doing a lot of layoffs. You know, and he had heard rumors and was afraid that he was going to be laid off and what have you. And his wife had actually bought the book and read the book and was using it. And he became a little intrigued by it. So he read it, and, you know, he knew some of these tools and what have you. Well, he gets called into the boss's office, and they're telling him they're thinking about, you know, letting him go and how bad things are. And rather than reacting the way he normally would, which is probably what they were waiting for him to do, he actually applied these skills, and, you know, he was really able to speak very objectively and very effectively and talk about, you know, why he felt it was important for him to remain and what he could do for the business and how, you know, he could turn things around and support their initiatives, you know, to really downsize and what have you. And by the time he was done with that meeting with his boss, they actually kept him on, and he was thrilled and said, if I had gone in there, you know, 6 months ago before I actually had these skills, he said, I don't think I'd still have my job. So we do know these are powerful and very wonderful skills. And it's about what we do. It's not about getting someone else to change. It's about realizing what we can do to take responsibility and to take control and to have this ability to communicate in a way that we really want to be communicated to ourselves. So it's a win-win-win-win all around, and we have a lot of, you know, great stories that we hear like that.
Well, it's awesome and very inspiring to hear those stories. So let's talk about then, what are some of the common communication challenges or habits that people have that might not be so supportive of good relationships, and what can they do to change that and really take their communication to the next level?
Well, absolutely. I want to start at the beginning for your listeners. This is important. If you did one thing, you know, that you wanted to change, the most important thing is to realize that the first sentence that is in the book says, we all want to be valued. Every person wants to be valued. And what's going on in our culture today, what's going on in our society today, is we don't feel valued. There's an enormous amount of anxiety. There's an enormous amount of distraction. People are very anxious. People are very nervous. People are unable to focus, unable to pay attention. And we all kind of feel that, you know, the world's going too fast and we can't keep up with it and we're not getting the attention or the recognition that we'd like. So when we realize this, and when we put the brakes on our own self-absorption and really take the time to stop and to truly listen and look at another person and hear what they have to say, to stop the noise in our head, the chatter in our head about us and our needs and our wants and what am I going to get for dinner and I've got to pick up the laundry. Do you know that, in changing behavior, there are studies that show that 50% of the people, 100% of the time, are not even listening when they're in conversation. They're waiting to say what they want to say. They're waiting to express themselves and not even hearing what the other person is saying. And one of the other points in the book is that we've become so narcissistic as a culture that they've actually declassified the narcissistic personality disorder, because so many people are so wrapped up in themselves and they're so focused on their own needs. And we do know that narcissistic personalities come from deep, deep, deep insecurity and a really deep lack of feeling valued. So we can see that our culture is in a lot of trouble. we're having these problems, and part of it, of course, is coming from the technology. But if we start out, if the people who are listening to the show do nothing else, they finish listening to the show, and the next person that they encounter, if they stop and clear their mind and don't think about or judge or look at that person and start having an inner dialogue and really remain attentive, looking softly, soft eye contact, not boring a hole in their eyes or not glaring at them, but softly looking at them without judgment and listening to them and hearing what they have to say without thinking about what we're going to say, that other person, probably for the first time in months, if not years, is going to feel that somebody values them. Somebody has put themselves aside, put their own concerns aside, to take the time to focus, to look at, to hear, to value them enough that they're actually listening and considering and regarding what that person is communicating. And this is a very simple and very basic and very common sense approach to good communication, but it has gone out of fashion, so much so that, as I mentioned, 50% of all of us, 100% of the time, we're not even listening.
That's amazing. And, you know, you're totally right. It's that old saying that we were born with two ears and one mouth, so we should do twice as much listening, right?
Exactly, exactly. And I think one of the big important things for, listeners to know is that our relationships, the quality of our relationships are immaculately, I love that word, immaculately connected to our level of health. If we have good relationships, if we feel very positive about the exchanges and the interactions that we have, if we feel valued and we feel cared about, our health is enormously improved. Within Changing Behavior, within the book, there are so many examples of relationships with plants, relationships with dogs and cats and animals, major studies that have been done by major, institutions, organizations, and healthcare facilities about the relationship in just having, the interaction with a plant, a house plant, or with a cat or a dog or a bunny or a turtle or whatever it is that you happen to bring into your home, that just having that living reaction, that non-judgment, that kind of unconditional acceptance that our dogs and our cats and our plants give us. You know, they're not criticizing us, they're not demanding things from us, they're not judging us. And when we can interact with a living organic being, whether it be plant, animal, or human, and we feel this, this acceptance and this respect and this caring, this is such a wonderful healing experience. So the best way to heal ourselves and to heal others and to heal our lives is to start with the most basic thing, and that's take a step back. You know, take a deep breath, clear your mind, look at who's in front of you. Did you ever go into the grocery store, Tom? I'm sure you've had this experience, where you have a whole conveyor belt full of food, and the person checking you out is talking to the person who's packing the groceries. They never look at you, and the biggest thing they say to you is paper or plastic. And you leave the store, and you say to yourself, what was that? You know, here you are in the midst of this busy store with all these people there, and they couldn't even look at you.
And you feel alone almost.
Absolutely. So I think we have to begin to understand there are basic, simple, wonderful, powerful tools that we all have available, that right now, right this minute, we can employ those easy-to-learn, proven skills to transform things. There was another story that we probably don't have time to talk about, but it had to do with people who are going to get divorced. And, you know, the woman was very upset about it, and she became, you know, interested in relationships and communication, and she happened to get the book as a present, and she was very pleased about it. And she read the book, and to make a long story short, through her, her communications and her interactions with her almost soon to be ex-husband, they were able to turn the ship around because she realized that one of the biggest problems in her marriage was that he felt very criticized by her. And that he did not feel that she loved him or cared about him. And this is a big issue because most of us are working on problems that we don't have instead of addressing problems that we do have. This woman was trying to address problems in her marriage that weren't a problem for her husband, but the problems that were, affecting her husband, she wasn't even aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the times we're not even paying attention, we're not aware of, or we don't realize until we stop and listen and look and feel what is actually going on for that other person.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's powerful information. Well, thanks so much for sharing with us today, Georgiana. Tell us more about where people can get more information about you and your book.
Yes, well, I'm happy to tell you we have a website. It's changingbehavior.org. That's changingbehavior.org. The book is on Amazon. If you are a Kindle person, you can download it from the lending library for free for 30 days. And the Kindle book is very modestly priced and is available for people to be able to purchase also in paperback. So if they go to Amazon, they can find it, Changing Behavior, and it's called, the whole title of the book is Changing Behavior, Immediately Transform Your Relationships with Easy-to-Learn, Proven Communication Skills. And it's color illustrated, it's fun to read, and I think it's something that everyone, who does read it will get some value out of.
Well, awesome. Well, thanks so much for sharing your wisdom with us today, Georgiana. I really appreciate it. And I know it's touched thousands of lives.
Well, thank you so much. It's my pleasure, and thank you, Tom, for all the good work that you do.
Hey there, it's Tom Forsnoles again. Hope you loved the show today with Georgiana. I know she's just an incredible person, and I hope you really got some practical pieces of advice there that you can take away to improve your communication and your relationships in your life and to change behavior because, you know, when I look back on my life and the people that I've worked with and my colleagues, you know, the biggest difference in our lives has not been school or education or something like that. Those are very important, but the biggest impact in our lives has been from changing our own behavior and from learning effective ways to do that so that we can get what we want in life. So I hope you really found this show helpful for you. We would love to hear what you think about it. Please give us a review on iTunes. You can find us, The Authentic Health Coaching Show, on iTunes and leave us a review there. We would love to hear what you think about the show and wishing you an incredible day. Now remember to check us out at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. And we'll see you in the next show. Take care.